Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're at, listening to us, to our EMTs and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there helping out the coronavirus and the COVID-19 effort, too, keeping America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil race, whether they're out there in the Gulf or up there up north in the frozen tundra or all around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter, @CaptainsAmerica. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's start the hour off with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, most Americans are a little bit fearful of reopening the USA a little bit too soon, but yesterday we found out about the sports teams, pro leagues and whatnot. It looks like we're going to be playing NBA, NFL, NHL, and Major League Baseball games, as well as Major League Soccer, in empty stadiums for a while.
Well, that's very, very interesting. You know, a lot of people would certainly love to see their favorite teams play.
On television. Or radio.
Mm-hmm. Or radio. And that, one of the aspects of this, of course, there's some logistical aspects that'll go into that. But, for sure, in terms of making sure that everybody stays healthy, and so forth. But hopefully, Captain, it'll help to return some sense of normalcy during this time that Americans have basically been sheltering in place. And some of the sports channels I noticed had started repeating games from a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, just so that you
I watched one the other night from 30 years ago.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because especially, you know, everybody knows, I think, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and it's fun to watch the game.
Yeah,
you know?
The L.A. Angels.
The LA, that's right, the
LA. And our old buddy Joe Maddon is out there managing the team.
That's right, and we were very excited, to get into this season, and see what he could do and what some of the new roster, people could do, and so forth. But yeah, it's a great pastime, and for people who love to watch, hockey and the NBA and the NFL and so forth, it's something to look forward to, and it's something that gives us, a good way to help get us back to feeling like, okay, we can do this, we can get through this.
Now, football season is the only thing that's not going to be bothered, because we're not quite so on schedule for it.
Right.
So it looks like as if the collegiate football season and the professional football season is all okay. Baseball is going to run a little bit late, a few less games. If they do get into hockey, they're going to be playing hockey until it looks like about September, which is when the season starts over again.
in. And when it comes to soccer, that kind of much goes right through, so that they're kind of okay there. But the other sport, the NBA, now that's going to go right into the summer, and that usually never happens.
Well, exactly. But I think we're in such weird sort of territory now. We're in uncharted waters for all this. So I think they'll find a way to make it go, and uh-huh. people will be happy.
Now, Elon Musk came out, and of course he's the Tesla guy, right?
Right, right.
And also he's the one that wants to have a settlement. Is it on the moon?
Yeah, I saw something about that the other day. They tried to establish a moon base.
Yeah. Well, he had made a comment. Apparently, he took a dig at CNN, who's been taking shots at him lately. And he said he's amazed, surprised, that CNN still exists.
Well, you know, he seems like a pretty smart, successful guy. He's got a good question there. But I think a lot of people kind of wonder that. You know, my question is, I remember back in the day when CNN was like the first cable news network. That's what it's called.
Bernard Shaw. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. He would cover stories, and he was a great anchor and a great newsman.
Yep.
And so I remember those days. And I think a lot of people have seen, and they've tuned out because it's simply become a partisan, sort of a point of view, and it's really very, very unsettling. And if they weren't on in airports, and now there's not too many people in airports, so
yeah.
I don't know how many people are watching.
Now, also, the mayors of Chicago and Seattle have come out and said, oh, we're in such a tough time, we're broke, and we got to have more money, you got to send us more money. Well, what the hell did they do with the money we gave them to begin with?
Right. Yeah.
I think the part of the problem is I really believe the Democrats, don't know how to handle finances. There's nobody there that does that. And they just take water and just throw it at things. And that's why some people get these exorbitant salaries, because they're paying the salaries instead of giving the people that need the money the worst the money.
Exactly right. And nothing has pointed up the need to manage things and so forth than this crisis.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to giving people the money from through the emergency relief packages, the Democrats are trying to throw a bunch of money at other stuff just for their own sakes.
Yep, I'll hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the networks. There's a question they still haven't asked Joe Biden. We're going to talk about the college boards exams and what's going on there. We're going to talk about Wall Street and some things that happened yesterday. What's going to happen with 22 million people unemployed? Also, the Congressional Budget Office and the CARES Act, what's going on there? A little bit less money than what you think it's going to cost. And San Francisco schools. Holy smokes. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
That's a fact, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for doing that for us. He's hanging on the phone here. I'll get right to him in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who own Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And it is a great product. I've been taking it for 4 years. I am a customer, and I found out about it just the way you're finding out about it right now. And that was on the radio, because there was an announcer guy that was talking about it, and I listened to what he had to say, and I was having pain, and I was sick and tired of the medication I was taking. It was creating some problems, making me a little dizzy, and every now and then it was making me tired when I shouldn't have been tired, plenty of sleep and all that. So I said, I'm going to get rid of it and try Relief Factor, and I never looked back 4 years ago. So if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis like I do, if you've got back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain like I do, knee pain, hip pain, then let me just suggest to you, muscle aches and pain too, just general old pain, let me suggest to you a non-narcotic, all-natural product called Relief Factor, and trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. It costs $19.95. It's a 3-week quick start. You take it the way it says the first week. You take it 3 times a day the first week, and then you cut it back to 2 times a day, morning and night, after that, and you will know and you will find out what it's going to do for you. Now, Relief Factor has a website they gave me called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there. And on that website, there's a little tutorial where you can look and see the video telling you all about the product, what's in it, how it works, and how to order it. And then you can order it right there off that website, the $19.95 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain, right? So that's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the networks still haven't asked Joe Biden anything about the sex allegations that are out there. Not one. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting, and the fact is, Captain, that there are more of these things sort of coming out and being talked about, but once again, is it that we're going to see Joe Biden get a pass where others, of course, and quite rightly so, they'd be asked about these kinds of things? You remember what happened with Brett Kavanaugh?
I do.
You remember what happened with just about anybody who's ever gone through these kinds of accusations? The networks pretty much run him down, you know, in a pretty tough fashion because of the seriousness of these kinds of charges. But again, Joe Biden is so he's sort of teetering so much at this point. I think that some of those in the media who would be more pleased to have Joe Biden be president, let's just say, they don't want to do anything that's going to rock the boat at this point.
Now, kids that want to go to college have to take a test called the SAT, correct?
That's right.
That has now been put off until the fall. And the college boards are also thinking about using digital exams instead of the exams where they go and they all sit down in a room and they give them a piece of paper. Or I'm sorry, they give them the test and they give them a number two pencil and you have to, you know, color in the boxes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my daughter took the SAT twice. As she was getting ready to apply for college, and it's a long test. It's a tough test, and I can imagine what some of the young people who've had to go do that might think about being able to take it digitally. But you know, we'll see. Again, it's different times, but I think we still might see sort of a traditional approach to this when all is said and done.
Now, the other thing is Wall Street has been going up. It went up again yesterday as Amazon and Netflix hit new record highs. Bezos is still making money.
He certainly is. That's right. Well, and again, you know, we're seeing how the markets are reacting to all this kind of stuff, and it is kind of it's sort of up and down, almost like a roller coaster, obviously, because one day we get a little bit of good news, next day we get a little bit of bad news, comparatively. But these sites that do the streaming and so forth, they're doing pretty well right now because everybody's at home watching shows.
Now, we saw what happened in Michigan this week with the shutdown backlash, I guess we could call it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe there's more coming because I think I just saw on the screen here that there were three more states where they were going to have protests like they did in Michigan. And this is starting to catch on. States that are ordered to be shut down, you know, to stay at home and all that. So I think there's more of that sort of thing coming, more of those protests.
I think there are, Captain. I do think, though, that the people who are sort of being driven to this, they feel like it's becoming a last resort, and that's not the way that it should be. And by that I mean that the people in these different states, wherever they are, they need to feel like they're partners in this rather than having, for example, Governor Whitmer in Michigan sort of, you know, almost by a whim say this is what you can do and what you can't do.
So many people live from paycheck to paycheck, and they haven't had a paycheck in a little while. The unemployment hasn't quite kicked in yet. They've been going to food pantries, giving up food for themselves and their families, and now you got to wait for a stimulus check that's not there yet? I mean, come on, adding insult to injury.
Well, that's right. You're asking the American people to take too much on this kind of thing when some of this can be alleviated a little bit better. And to feel like the governor of your state is sort of cracking down on you is not a good look. It's not a good optic, and it doesn't make for a smooth process.
Uh-huh.
At least as smooth as it can be in this.
Now, I realize that this doesn't sound like necessarily a big cut, but according to the Congressional Budget Office, the CARES Act, which is a stimulus act, is going to cost less than first projected. They said $2.2 trillion. Now it's going to be around $1.6 trillion, saving some $600 billion.
Yeah, well, that's very, very interesting, and that is for the overall act, I believe. But for example, when it comes to the business loans, they're trying to get that going. They're trying to pump some more money into that because so many businesses applied for those special SBA loans.
Now, San Francisco where the schools are out of session, right?
Right, right.
Is talking about what they're going to do to award the students all A's. That's A as in apple on their grades, so that they all move to the next level up. And they don't have to do anything else. And God forbid if they gave someone a C or a D or even an F, God forbid. But aren't you going to promote some kids that might not need to be promoted because they're going to get caught up in a system and wind up being dropped back anyway?
That's very possible with having an automatic 4.0 GPA or something for the semester.
Ain't going to happen.
No, it's not. But there's a lot of school districts, and school districts here in Southern California are doing what some other Bay Area districts are doing, and that is they're going to a credit, no credit, or a pass-fail sort of a thing. So if you were above a D, or if you were at a D or above in any class, you would get a pass.
Yep.
If it was below, you can make it up later in summer school. But
yep.
Here's the thing, though, too, Captain. A lot of kids, you know, they want to be able to earn that A,
yep.
And they just get a pass now.
Now, a couple more things here. A report came out yesterday from a Democratic think tank that the universal vote by mail will not give either political party an advantage. Really? To that, I say it all depends on who picks up the votes and whether or not they start voter harvesting.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, this one thing, see, that would be an academic sort of a think tank, as you mentioned, or a tabletop sort of study of this thing, but on the ground, it's a very, very, and look what happened in California with all the voter harvesting and this kind of
Georgia.
Yeah.
South Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it turns things.
And it's only legal in two states, which it shouldn't be, California and Arizona. Those are the only two that are legal.
Right, and so what it does is it sets up a different kind of playing field,
yeah.
And it makes the other side have to resort to the
Now,
same.
Finally, the average 401k in the first quarter lost some 11.2% in value. Obviously, some did more, depending on what you were invested in, but it'll be coming back. It's just going to be a little rocky road here for the next quarter or two.
Well, precisely, and that's the thing. Anybody in the stock market, and I'm not a stock advisor or an expert of any kind, but usually the long haul is where you're going to be okay. So
yeah.
if you're not going to be cashing your 401k at one time, you're fine.
And oil, West Texas crude, folks, starts out today at $19.87 a barrel. Unbelievable. Brent crude is at $27.82. Wholesale price of gasoline dropped yesterday. It's down to 71 cents, and diesel's at 95 cents a gallon. The reason diesel's more is because they get the federal tax right off the top. First, at the factory or at the refinery before it goes anywhere, they make sure they get that tax because that's the trucks that are paying that for the most part.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much and all he does to help us out here in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be right back with our first military and veterans news report. Going to give you that credit helpline for the veterans, too, the telephone number. Somebody asked me for it again, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country. At the daily coronavirus briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force joined the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo on yesterday telling you about what their plans are. They plan on opening up May the 4th again. That's their guideline that they're looking at right now. And they're going to tell you all about themselves right now. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. They have the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, right across the bay from me. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a fantastic career with tremendous benefits as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, what that means is you have to have a certain amount of hours
to get to your certification, but that certification is permanent forever. And it is a ticket to ride that will guarantee you a minimum on a 40-hour week of just about $60,000 right now. Now, if you want to work more than 40 hours a week and use your God-given ability to do that, then you have the possibility to make yourself a lot more money, and you could very easily be very quickly up into a six-figure salary without much effort, just merely doing what God gave you the ability to be able to do and using your training from National Aviation Academy. So the way to check them out and to find out more about them is to go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and give them a call also, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, the phone number to call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, don't forget the website, naa.edu. Go there, check them out. Now, the Defense Department's Inspector General found that the procurement of the controversial multi-billion dollar enterprise cloud contract was consistent with applicable law and acquisition standards, according to the final report released on April the 15th, because ethical questions had risen about the JEDI contract, and now we know it did not violate the law. So that should take care of that. Now, in the meantime, the COVID-19 outbreak on the carrier Theodore Roosevelt, sparked by flight crews, apparently, the officials are saying that's how it got started, flight crews. And by the time the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt was ordered to port in Guam on March the 26th, the hulking ship was already being ransacked by the outbreak of an invisible army known as the COVID-19 virus. Now, the ship's skipper came down with it, Captain Crozier. Just a few more than 600 of the crew members have either got it or have been tested positive for it, and they've been taken off the ship and quarantined. And another sidebar to all of this is that even though the captain, because of the letter he put out there under extenuating circumstances, caused him to lose command of his ship, the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, this week, as a matter of fact, yesterday, said that he might get command of his ship again when it's ready to come out of port in Guam. He might get command of his ship again. We'll see. We'll see. Also, 11 Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels took place in a harassment of several U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf. Now, we had a couple of Coast Guard cutters that were escorting some ships. We had a couple of destroyers. We had a cargo ship, Navy cargo ship, a chemical ship from that was registered out of Hong Kong, which apparently the Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces had boarded the ship to verify the paperwork or something like that, which is how this apparently all got started. But according to the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, 30 feet away was the closest that one of these boats got to one of our warships. And I really have a tough time accepting that. There's no way that we should have had somebody close enough to one of our ships to have been able to have actually thrown a hand grenade or an explosive device onto the deck of the ship as they sailed by it. That's how close they were. There's no reason for that. Now, also, the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Thornberry, from Texas, is going to release a proposal to formally create a new fund to counter Chinese actions in the Pacific. Now, he wants $6 billion to do that, and we'll see how that works out. He might be able to do it, and he might not be able to do it. Also, a Russian jet, with everything else we got going on here, a Russian jet buzzed a Navy P-8 Poseidon, came within 25 feet of the aircraft. They constantly buzzed the plane for 42 minutes. It was done in the Mediterranean Sea on Wednesday. Our plane was intercepted by a Russian Su-35. That's the jet that was doing all of this. And after 42 minutes, it flew off and went over back to wherever it came from. Amazing. By the way, officials with the U.S. Africa Command are disputing news reports that a civilian was killed during a precision airstrike near Jerusalem, Somalia, earlier this month, saying the reports are based on propaganda from the Al-Shabaab terrorist group. And we're hearing a little bit more about the German authorities and their arrest of the four suspected members of the Islamic State group, alleged to have been planning an attack on American military facilities there in Germany. Also, the Defense Department's COVID-19 cases have passed 5,000 right now, and they're continuing a very slow upward trend of hundreds of cases a day. That may or may not taper off soon. It all depends. And the Defense Department has yet to fully implement multiple initiatives to track and improve cyber defenses. They're working on that one. We'll see how all that plays out, by the way. And rarely has the issue of military haircuts tested civilian-military relations to the way this one has, but this great haircut debate has stoked fears in the military, undermining its civilian overseers because of the fact that right now nobody can get a haircut, except for the Marines. But the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, Merchant Marine, they have stopped with the haircuts. The Marines are still doing it because the Marines, of course, are all about being high and tight. And the U.S. military is bracing for a months-long struggle against the coronavirus, looking for novel ways to maintain a defensive crouch that sustains troops' health without breaking their morale while still protecting the nation. We'll see how all that plays out. Soldiers in Thailand, also part of the Army's Pacific Pathways program, are returning home this week to get ahead of the growing coronavirus pandemic in the region. And again, the Navy should bring all the ships that they have into port that have the coronavirus on board them and quarantine a majority of the crews while the vessels undergo a deep cleaning to get rid of all the germs and everything that are on board those vessels. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And U.S. sailors on a French carrier have tested positive to the COVID-19 on the Charles de Gaulle. Oh, boy. All right, I'm coming back with more, our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then right after that, Denise Simon will be around, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and here we go.
She stood there bright as the sun on that path.
Hollywood Nights, and that's an oldie but goodie, and we're getting it going here on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And again, we thank you very much for tuning in, and to all the truckers out there keeping America moving, thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, a narrow streak of snow from the Midwest to New England. Severe weather returns to the south on Sunday, and let me tell you something. We got this snow, and all it takes is an hour, right? All it takes is an hour for it to change, and all of a sudden we got this snow band that's coming across, and it's all the way over right now into southern New York, and all the way over, my goodness, into Massachusetts and New Hampshire, too. I mean, that's how fast this thing is moving. But anyway, a narrow streak of heavy accumulating snow will shift from the Midwest to New England through Friday. And behind this system, temperatures will run below normal Friday into Saturday, with another potentially significant severe weather threat forecast to move quickly from Texas on Sunday morning to Georgia on Monday morning. Now, the primary severe risk in terms of coverage will likely be damaging winds, and that's never good. Now, I will tell you, right now, and I'm going to go out west because there's not much to talk about, so I'll make this real quick. We've got some fog in the Hood River Valley coming down off Cabbage tonight, Pendleton west towards Hood River. So be advised on I-84. That's what you'll find there. And then in the northwestern corner of Utah tonight, we've got some very, very cold temperatures, temperatures down around 10 degrees above zero in that northwestern corner, which is Utah, north and west of Salt Lake City, and climbing up I-15 towards Idaho in the higher elevation. All right, now coming across over into Kansas, we've got some freeze warning in effect for the central and eastern part of Kansas, over towards Kansas City, right on the outskirts. But up along Nebraska and now into Iowa, I-80 south to the Missouri border, and I-80 across the central part of Illinois till you get over towards Chicago, and then it picks up I-90 and I-94. You've got snow. Now, you have a winter storm warning all the way across Iowa, south of I-80 to Missouri tonight, and a winter storm warning in Illinois, I-80 south down to about Springfield, it looks like. Then that snow comes across, skirts Chicago, comes across into the northern part of Indiana, goes across 94 towards Detroit. It's also across I-90 and I-80 in Indiana and into Ohio. And then it kind of skips around a little bit, and the snow goes from there into upstate New York. I guess it's the way the wind's blowing off the lake right now, Lake Erie. And you've got snow from right there at Ripley, New York, due east along the Pennsylvania-New York line for about 50 or 60 miles. And then you pick the snow up again around Scranton. And then, of all places, it's up into the mountains north of Boston, going up into New Hampshire. You've got snow up in there along the Massachusetts and the New Hampshire line. Now, that's only going to get a little bit worse as things progress. Also, cold weather, a freeze warning in central and western Ohio and all of south Indiana right now, freeze warning. You've got a frost advisory in the northern part of Kentucky and the southern part of southeastern part of Illinois, as well as the southeastern corner of Missouri, in the mountains of Tennessee and Kentucky and the western part of Virginia and North Carolina. You've got a frost advisor there, frost warning there, as well as most of North Carolina over towards the ocean. The southern part of Virginia in that same frost advisory, frost warning, if you will. And then a freeze warning from the Chesapeake Bay north all the way up to New York City and over through Philadelphia and over towards Harrisburg. And let's see, Baltimore and Jessup, Maryland, and it's also over into the mountains of West Virginia, over towards the West Virginia line right now. That is a hard freeze warning over in there, too. So that's what's going on. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center nearest you, and also the Flying J Truck Stop. Now, don't forget, that they're open for business and doing what needs to be done. All the same things that they've got there are there. Now, they're not able to seat a bunch of people in their restaurant, unfortunately, just yet. But that may be opening up a little bit because of what the president talked about yesterday. We'll keep you informed when we hear about it. But right now, pilots and Flying J's, you can get a shower there. You can get your laundry done there. They've got outdoor seating if you want to sit there. There will be some more seats on the inside, I understand, as the weekend progresses and they get a little bit more into what the next level is, what the president needs to have. And speaking of which, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And the president came out with a reopening plan for America. What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, he's clearly put the burden where it should be, and that is back on the states, the governors.
Certainly.
And he has given guidance essentially saying this will be data-driven and not date-driven. And that he will be, the federal government, all agencies will be watching these governors pretty carefully on the steps that they take. But he's given them free rein to, you know, reopen with stipulations. And the guidance appears to be pretty complete as far as I see it. I was a little worried that there was not enough when it comes to schools. But that one's a tough one because some have already made those decisions that they've canceled schools for the rest of the year, really meaning for not this semester, if you will, the second semester, and not next fall. But I think, too, that there are a lot of discussions that these governors are having with what we're doing now. Can some of these things just necessarily be continued such that they can operate in a still measured hygiene type self-distancing condition. Restaurants can open, but there are stipulations. They're recommending bars stay closed unless they eliminate the standing area. So in other words, you just can't stand in clusters.
Yep. Hold that thought.
That's a big shot in the arm.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Captain's America Third Watch, Denise Simon with us, and we'll be talking about that. Of course, we'll also be talking about some other things here as we progress. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.